touchdown, Kansas City!
It's time for the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. It's brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers. Visit Ford at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Great crowd here tonight. This is the Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Remember to visit Ford at your MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford Drive 1. Great crowd here tonight. We are at the historic Hotel President Drum Room. We are sitting very near the Sinatra table where the Rat Pack, when they would come to Kansas City and perform, Jackie, this is, I'm not making this up, they would go sit in that corner and just have at it. Anyway, this is a famous place. It has been here since the 1920s, 30s. It is a remarkable facility. Harry Truman actually made one of his last public appearances, or few public appearances, last year here. He came here to the show. This is right, Jackie. I don't know where Harry hangs right now, but he hung out here one night at the show here at the Hotel President. But this place is just full of history. It's a great place to stay if you're listening throughout the kingdom. We've got a great crew here tonight, just going right down the line. The Red Hots are here. Genie in a bottle. Paula's here. We got Casey Chef that is here tonight cooking up something special for us. Also, the Susie Bling Bling and the Taj Mahal Tailgaters. Kent the Cake Maker, Kent the Cake Pounder is here tonight. Also here tonight, the King and Queen, the reigning King and Queen of the Kingdom are here. Susie Bling Bling, the Queen, and the Savage, the King, with his crown. Ah, Savage. Super Chief is here tonight. Also, Armed Force is here tonight. The bodyguard of X-Factor is not here, so I don't know what you're doing. But anyway, great crew here tonight. The Geeks are here. Cindy Lou Who is here tonight, the Geeks. Yellow Fro Man is here tonight, one of the official photographers, along with Big Al, another one of the photographers of the Chiefs autograph geek. Betsy the Brain Weird Wife is here, and a former homecoming queen is here tonight, Snowstorm Sandy, with us this evening at the Hotel President. Also with us tonight, the Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats and Big Daddy Lake Rat, the bouncer. Jackie, the official bouncer of the Chiefs Kingdom, is here tonight. The Red Coaters are here, including another past queen. Queen Brenda's with us tonight, and the official masseuse of the Chiefs Kingdom, Lacey's here tonight with the sparkly hat. And the Metcalf Bank Geeks are here tonight. They brought the big heavies, the big suits, because when the big fits comes to town, baby, it is a big game. And it's a big game this week as the Chicago Bears will entertain the Kansas City Chiefs. And another crew has walked in the door all the way from Topeka. The Accountables have come in bringing the muscle. All right, I got to tell you, we're going to talk about it throughout the evening, but that was one of the best defensive performances I have ever seen by the Kansas City Chiefs last night in that game against the Steelers. When I watched the game tape today, it was remarkable because they had to defend the short field time after time after time. That is a very good offense that the Steelers have, and the Chiefs were able to do it, and they're able to do it with our favorite piece of hardware because, as you know, in the Chiefs' kingdom, it's time, and the Chiefs' defense last night was able to put the hammer down, baby. That's right. And the hammer's brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware, where they've got craftsman tools at Westlake Ace Hardware. There's over 20 locations throughout the metro and, of course, throughout the kingdom, and you can get your foam hammer right there. Our little guy's got it, the Westlake Ace Hardware foam hammer. Again, we welcome you to the show tonight. We also have, as a kingdom, as you know, those in the Chiefs Kingdom, the Book of Sealed Signatures. Yeah. Found in the ruins of Jerusalem, signed by some of the best Chiefs fans. Over hundreds have signed it. But the Book of Sealed Signatures will be open when the Chiefs win a postseason game, brother. You're going to be here, Battle, and that will be a heck of a night when that happens. All right. It's Bears Week. It's the Chiefs and the Bears. Lowdown, showdown, throwdown at Soldier Field, everybody. And get ready to get red and get real tonight, as when we come back, one of the real heroes of the team over the last several years, a guy that's got a remarkable story, Jackie Battle, will be with us at the Hotel President Drum Room. We'll be back after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Roethlisberger again under center. He's got Mawelde Moore behind him. Mawelde Moore behind right tackle. Pull, the ball comes out of the end zone. Kansas City's got that football. Mawelde Moore coughs it up. And the Chiefs pounce on the ball. Javier Arenas with the fumble recovery.
A turnover forced by Kansas City last night in the end zone. Touchback. Chiefs bring it out to the 20. Tom Bahali was a beast on that play. A beast. And ripped it loose. Tom Holly was a beast on that play. And Kansas City able to get the football. Again, special thanks to the Metcalf Bank folks here tonight. Metcalf Bank geeks here. Big time Fitz is here. And you always know it's a big night when he comes. Must be playing the Bears this week. And a reminder, Metcalf Bank is the home of Chiefs checking. We also want to give you our St. Luke's injury report tonight. Brought to you by St. Luke's Health System. Of course, outstanding and located throughout the entire Chiefs Kingdom area. I don't know what the Houston Texans are going to do. I mean, they're sitting at 8-3, lead the AFC South. The Colts finally are pushed down, and now they can't find a quarterback. Brody Croyle may be quarterbacking that team as they are playing. I know. I'm just saying they're playing for winning a division. Finally, they've never made the playoffs, and it's just a sad story that they keep losing quarterbacks as Leonard is out now. Schaub's out for the year. For the Kansas City Chiefs, we'll see if Ryan Lilje is able to come back this week. Demario Williams has a groin injury. But Rodney Hudson played last night, and watching the tape, he did very well in that. Again, our injury report brought to you by the great folks at St. Luke's and St. Luke's Health System. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I first saw this guy. I was watching practice tape in 2007, and they had brought him in, and I'm thinking, who is this guy? Because he was running roughshod up and down the field. And then I found out this guy we brought in from the University of Houston. And he has done just terrific things for us since that point. Please welcome the pride of Humble, Texas, Jackie Battle.
Thanks for having me, mate.
And be kind to Jackie. This is his first appearance on the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. And by the way, we're at the Hotel President in the Drum Room. You can come join us. But Jackie, last night, what a battle that was. But I'm going to take you to one play. You and I were talking about it off the air because I watched it again on tape, and I watched it again, This could have been a 16-13 win. The play at the end, you guys run a counter, and yep. It looked like it was wide open for a Jackie Battle touchdown.
It was wide open. I thought it was a touchdown.
Walk us through it.
Well, it was right 34, just simple zone play. The tight end Beck came across on a flash, and Harrison ran upfield. I guess he got confused if he should block him or not, and I ran and hit him right in the back.
So you actually got tackled by your own guy.
By my own guy.
Yeah. Because other than that, it was just as green as green grass,
green
baby.
Grass.
Headed for the. But let's talk about the game, a tough game. Pittsburgh's always a tough team to play defensively. I mean, those are got Pro Bowlers all over the place. And there were times, though, you guys were able to move the ball. What about that game overall, in your opinion?
It's just amazing that we had four turnovers and still had a chance to win it at the end. We have serious progress going on here. Serious. I mean, the way the defense played, lights out. I mean, I've never seen a play like that.
It was incredible.
It was very exciting to watch last night. Just we stopped the turnovers. That was a win for us.
Let's take on the what was the huddle like on that last drive? Because everybody's sitting there thinking, wait a minute, this is 13-9. You go score and win the game. What was the attitude of the guys looking at each other? What were you thinking?
No doubt. Like, we were going to win
even
the game.
Even though it's the Steelers.
It didn't matter. I mean, we were toe-to-toe with them the whole game. Regardless of what team it was, toe-to-toe with them the whole game. We had no doubt in our mind we were going to win that. Just couldn't pull it out.
What's interesting, Jackie, is since in this locker room, I've never since the guys have ever been intimidated of anybody. And I've never seen a lack of belief in that locker room. I know it sounds trite, but honestly, what is it with this team that you guys continue to keep coming, because I know you're going to give Chicago all they want, and you'll have a chance to win up there.
Like I said, man, I think we can go toe-to-toe to anybody. I mean, we keep killing ourselves. We just got to stop all the mental errors, and we can go toe-to-toe with anybody. I think we can take anybody in the league if we just get on top of our mental game.
Let's talk about the running back situation. You get to share it with some guys because Thomas gets his turns, Dex gets his turns, sometimes McClain gets his turns. What about the sharing the role at running back?
I think it's a good thing because we're all different kind of backs. I mean, Dex is electric, can make plays anywhere, beat anybody one-on-one. Thomas brings a ton of leadership. I bring a little power to the game. I think we got a good change of pace between all of us.
And when Jamal went down, yeah, absolutely, because you're still in the top 10 in the league in rushing the football. That's what people don't realize. And even in this losing streak, you've been able to have your times at running the ball. But when Jamal went down, how difficult was that for you guys?
That was tough. I mean, you're talking about one of the best backs in the league. And it's not – it just one of us couldn't fill his shoes. It's going to take all three or four of us to fill Jamal Charles' shoes. I mean, he's a great back. Average 6-point-something yards a carry. That's insane. But I think we're doing a pretty good job so far.
And what folks need to realize is even if Jamal would have been healthy, you guys would all would have been sharing these carries. I mean, you were in the plans, you know, at the beginning of the training camp to be kind of the power back guy. But now all of a sudden more responsibilities thrust on you. What about having more carries, more responsibility, not just being the guy to get short yardage or get the fourth and one play at St. Louis that people have forgotten about last year? It sealed the win.
Yeah. Well, it's actually an opportunity I've been waiting on.
You're going to do this. Because at St. Louis last year,
I'll
to seal the win. Yeah, that's right. It was time to put the hammer down, baby. Brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware. You get Craftsman too. Seriously, to show people that you're more than just this power short yardage guy, how much of an opportunity has it been for you?
Awesome, dude. I mean, I've been waiting on this opportunity since I've been here. I've been primarily a special teams guy. I'm just embracing it, man. I mean, come in, step in, get some serious carries in some real games, not during, you know, blowouts. I mean, it's a blessing, man. I'm just trying to embrace opportunity.
Let's talk about the path, how you got here, because this is a very interesting path. And it goes back, high school player at Humble, okay? And at UH, you went to the University of Houston, which, by the way, is undefeated. Okay, let's throw that
number
out
six
there.
In the nation, by
yeah,
the way.
Thanks. Too bad Case Keenum wasn't there, but who's there when you were there?
Kevin Cobb.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Didn't go so great at UH, right?
We picked it up towards the end.
I know, but for yourself. I mean, it was like you had to wait for your chance
to
play.
It was the same situation, dude. I waited. I finally got a little bit my senior year. I was mostly a short yardage guy.
Same thing.
Exact same thing. It was the exact same way in high school, too. Yeah.
And so, but UH thought enough of you to scholarship you.
Yeah.
Give you a shot.
Yeah. Honestly, when I came in, I was going to be more of an every down back, and then the coaching situation changed. Art Browse came in, and he brought some of his guys in, and I got pushed back to the role of short yardage back.
So initially, you were with what, Dana Dimmel?
Dana Dimmel, yeah.
Yeah, was it K-State?
Yeah.
So you've gone through coaching changes now a couple of times in your career.
Yeah.
You get brought in, get a shot with the Kansas City Chiefs. Because you start with Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Dallas give you a shot.
All right.
Now you get a shot with Kansas City. Walk us through from the point you drove into town to where you're at now and how difficult it's been.
It's been tough, dude. I've been up and down, practice squad to active, practice squad to active. I think I've been up probably 4 or 5 times, I think. I'm not sure. But anytime I get the opportunity to perform on the field, dude, I'm just going to take full advantage of it.
Well, you have done that. And the fact that you had to play special teams. What was it?
I mean, I'm not going to say had to. I mean, I made a pretty good living. Yeah, I wanted to. Yeah. I mean, I'm still playing special teams.
Sure.
I mean, I still love running down there covering kicks, getting to hit somebody every now and then. But, I mean, that's how I made the roster year in, year out.
And what about the change when, let's say, Maurice Carthon came in coaching the running backs and Todd came in that first year? Was difficult for everybody because you had to prove to a whole
all
new group
again.
Of people. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's when LJ was here. I mean, he was going to be the guy regardless of the situation. And I was trying to learn as much as I could from LJ. And I don't think they liked him as much as – I think they liked him as much as Kansas City liked him. He just – I don't know, man. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, it's all good.
LJ subject.
No, that's all right. But the fact that you've been able to – you've had to prove yourself just over and over and over and over. And you don't seem to – doesn't seem to bother you.
No, I mean, I've done it my whole life ever since, ever since, like I said, ever since high school. Something I've had to do.
Well, listen, it's a testimony to your spirit and to your resolve. But when we come back, you're going to find out why. It hasn't been real easy for Jackie off the field either. But this guy is a warrior. And excited about playing Chicago this week? I mean, here's Urlacher and Briggs and all those guys.
I don't see it being much different than past week.
No, you're right. What about that? And New England and everybody else. So bring it on, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're at the Drum Room at the Hotel President. By the power and light on Baltimore Street, a famous historic location. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Visit MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford Drive One. When we come back, we'll talk about Jackie's challenge off the field. When we come back on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Roethlisberger at the Kansas City 48, leading by a touchdown, early fourth. Sanders in motion, Mendenhall again gets clogged in the backfield and beat up as Derek Johnson goes low. He goes down to the basement and turns the water on. The basement flooded, a loss of two for Mendenhall. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Chiefs Kingdom brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Make sure you visit MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford Drive One. We're at the historic Hotel President Drum Room near the Power and Light District, but this is a remarkable place, the Hotel President. And if you're out there listening in the Kingdom tonight and coming to Kansas City, this is an awesome place to stay. Again, just walking distance from the Kansas City Power and Light District. That play, by the way, by Derek Johnson, awesome again last night. We're going to talk about that with Todd Haley in the second half hour of the show. But that was our Time Warner Cable Turning Point play of the game, brought to you by Time Warner Cable, which, of course, is the presenting sponsor of the Hall of Honor. Next time you go to the new Arrowhead, the Hall of Honor is remarkable. You like the Hall of Honor? Yeah, it's a favorite Kingdom place. Well, one of the Kingdom favorite players is with us, Jackie Battle, tonight. The pride of Houston, Texas. And has done an outstanding job this year. The Chiefs have had 100-yard rusher this year. It's been Jackie. Busted out of Hundy in 19 for your first 100-yard performance. But I want to ask you about something else because family is so important to you. And I know people say, well, man, the resolve to get this guy. We've just heard your story of time and time again throughout your football career. You had to prove yourself, prove yourself, prove yourself. And yet you face some challenges in your own family.
Yeah, a couple years ago, my mom was diagnosed with pre-senile dementia. She's only 52, and she barely knows who I am. This has been tough. This has been a real family effort to try to take care of my mom.
Did she have any kind of mental faculties when you got – did she know you were in the NFL?
Yeah.
She knew you were in the Kansas City Chiefs.
She initially started showing symptoms in 09. She got in her car to go to the grocery store. And she ended up in Tyler, Texas, which is 4 hours away from our house.
Wow.
And Tyler, Texas Police Department gave me a call and told me they found her wandering the streets in Tyler. But, yeah, my brothers have done an awesome job taking care of her back home.
So you've got some strong family support to help you with that.
Right now, my grandma, she lives with my grandmother, who's coming close to 80 years old. And the strength that woman has to take care of somebody that – doesn't even know who she is a blessing.
Next time you hear me call Jackie Battle's number or you see him carrying the football, you kind of know now there's more to the story here and why he's got to resolve. I get a sense that you're maybe playing for her a little bit. This show has tens of thousands of listeners in six states. But, Jackie, I know it touches so many families, whether it's Alzheimer's or dementia. But to have someone that young come down with that pre-senile disposition has got to be especially tough. So continued prayers for you.
Thanks.
Now, on a happier note, Jackie has brought his real reason that he has been able to survive in the National Football League, and that is Christine is here tonight. Where is Christine? Also, now... You got some exciting news to pass along to the Chiefs Kingdom. What's going down with you?
She's 3 months pregnant. No pump.
So 3 months. We're setting up November, October, so training camp, one of those
June,
nights.
June 1st.
That's why Todd Haley is here tonight. You don't give these guys night off at training camp. We'll talk about it in time. See what happens. But I know you're excited about it. Tell us about being a daddy and your wonderful lady.
I'm excited, man. I've been knowing her since eighth grade.
Yay! Wow.
Yeah, love my life.
I guess so. Yeah. And she's hung with you through all these twists and turns.
I don't know how she did it.
She's
stuck around.
Does she ever say, hey, don't fumble the ball in the preseason? Did she ever give you one of those shots?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
But it's so neat to see things come together for you, get the opportunity, and that you now are going to have your own family.
So I'm pumped, man.
Are you guys going to find out the gender? Are you going to let go old school?
We actually have a sonogram tomorrow. Hopefully we can figure out what it's going to be.
And you're not going to go old school.
No, we want to know.
You want to know. Yeah. So by the time you run on the Soldier Field turf against the Chicago Bears, the Monsters of the Midway, on Sunday, you're going to know,
hopefully,
if you're going to be a father of a guy or gal or guy.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool. You're going to let us know so I can stay on the air?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
All right. When you run into the end zone. And that counterplay works this time.
Yeah.
And but anyway, it's been great to have you on the show. Jack, I hope you can stick around and sign for a little bit. Yeah. Some folks are here want your autograph. But now you see why. I mean, the National Football League is full of incredible stories of guys who have resolve and survive and keep on going. And this guy, number 26, is one of the best examples of that. Jack, it is great to have you on our show.
No, thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Had a blast.
All right. All right, Dad. Have a good evening. Jackie Battle, ladies and gentlemen, running back of the Kansas City Chiefs. We're here at the Drum Room, the Hotel President. When we come back, head coach Todd Haley is here in the house, and we'll have that after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Second down and 13 for Roethlisberger. Chiefs lead it 3-0. Roethlisberger gets lit up. Amon Gordon gets his second sack in as many games, and give Justin Houston credit.
Yeah, back at the Drum Room, Hotel President. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Remember to visit Ford at MidwestFordDealers.com. Ford Drive 1, another great defensive play. Amon Gordon waited 7 years to get his first sack. He's now had a sack in two consecutive games, so I think he's just going to let her rip. Him and Tomba both going for the sack lead. Again, we're at the famous and historic Hotel President tonight here at the Drum Room at the Hotel President. Please welcome now, ladies and gentlemen, head coach of your Kansas City Chiefs, Todd Haley.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
What a game. Tough game. Almost felt like a playoff-ish kind of just bare knuckles, let's go at a game. And your guys responded and played hard. When I watched the defensive tape today, Todd, I got to tell you, that's one of the guttiest defensive performances I've seen in a while.
Yeah, you know, our defense has made some progress here the last couple of weeks. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, really, Mitch, the entire team, the effort put forth in a big, big game, you said, you know, in a playoff-type atmosphere. You know, I don't disagree with the energy in the building. And here on in, each game's going to essentially be a playoff game for us. I mean, it just no way to get around it. You know, we got a, you know, margin of error is down to nothing. But, you know, I went through a down stage last night, came in this morning and started looking through things. And number one, our performance and how hard the guys played was inspiring to me and left me optimistic. And then, you know, as you go through kind of how the thing's going to play out here the rest of the way, we're in it, you know, and we just have to figure out a way to stop turning the ball over, get the ball into the end zone a couple times. However we do it, it doesn't matter to me, but and we'll have a chance, and we get a win and get things going in the right direction, which we already have. I mean, we're playing good football against – or better football against really good teams. And, you know, I said this today, you know, this has been a really difficult stretch, but make no mistake about it. You know, the last four games, Denver's one of the hotter teams in the league right now. I don't care how they're winning, and they've won a bunch in a row against some good teams. And Miami playing good, tough football, you know, you saw that on Thanksgiving. And New England, obviously, is a really good team, and then Pittsburgh's a really good team. So, You know, it was if we played our best last night, it's still going to be a very difficult win anytime you play that team. They're a good team, and you know, you got to earn it. And we did a lot of good things, but just not quite enough in the end. But we'll build off of it, and we got to be better this week.
Defensively, of the last eight quarters, you have played, you can almost say, exceptional defense, considering the circumstances, because you were right there with New England at half, defending them and making life tough on Tom Brady. But last night in that game, 60 plays, 32 were in your territory. In the first half alone, Pittsburgh's got the ball at the 8, the 3, the 2. They get 10 points. You lose 13-9. I mean, there's defensive nights, and then there's that. What is going on? You said they've improved, but what do you see happening with those guys?
Well, I think, you know, we're getting a lot of help. A couple young guys are stepping up, or multiple young guys are stepping up, and really, you know, they've reached that point in the season where they're no longer rookies. They got a kind of a feel for the lay of the land, and, you know, they're starting to play better, and we've asked them to and pushed them to, and we know we need them, and, you know, we're getting some big-time play from a couple of those guys, you know, specifically Justin and Alan Bailey, you know, Amon Gordon, not a young guy, but, you know, he's getting more and more comfortable, you know, in our system and how we try to play, and he's been a pretty disruptive force for us, and, you know, we're just making progress, and it's been a challenge, but, you know, we're fighting, continuing to fight, and giving ourselves a chance to win, and, you know, Thomas said it at halftime yesterday that really at halftime we felt very similar to the way we did in the New England game, and we didn't play the second half very well, you know, in a couple different areas, but yesterday we played, you know, tough the entire game and had a chance in the end to win it, and didn't finish it. But you know, we can't let that loss drag us down. This is you know, we're in the thank you. We're right in the thick of it, regardless of how it looks. You know, it's easy to look at Oakland and say 7 wins and we have 4, but you know, we've beaten them once and we get them again, and they got a tough road to hoe here the rest of the way. In Denver, the same thing, and you know, San Diego, they all play each other, and you know, or we get a chance to play a couple of them. So you know, we'll just see how it plays out. I've been saying it all along, but the ending of the story's not written, and we just can't let anybody tell us how it's going to end. We've got to make it happen the way we want it to happen, and how we can make it to happen if we play the way we're capable of playing.
You got some guys. I'm going to slip to the offense. One more defensive question, because Tamba was a beast at times in that game. Derrick Johnson was a beast several times in a game, but you got some guys that are playing at exceptional levels. I want to ask you about Tamba and Derrick and what you're seeing on tape as you evaluate them.
I mean, it's you don't want to take it for granted, and week in and week out, those two guys have been there and been accountable and been guys that we can really count on, you know, when we really need a play, and that's kind of been a challenge to Derrick here from last year to this year, is just, you know, continuing to get better and better throughout the year, and he's done that, and you know, like you said, the situations that the defense was put in early in that game, you know, that happened to us early in the year, and we didn't respond to it quite as well, and yesterday we made progress. You know, the defense hung in and allowed us to kind of hang in the game and have a chance in the end, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't finish it, but you know, a number of plays in that game, you know, in all phases that could have been difference makers for us in addition to turning the ball over.
Let's go to the offensive side of the ball. Your quick ball series now for the second week in a row kind of catches an opponent off guard. You were able to move the ball right down the field. Didn't get a 7, but you got a 3. But what about this quick ball series and what it's doing for the entire offense?
Well, you know, when you have some challenges, you know, whatever the reason, you know, whether it's injuries to key players or a number of different reasons, a defense that's really, really good, that is really good in a particular area, you know, like New England or especially Pittsburgh, you know, tempo is something that we can utilize to give ourselves a little advantage in a tough situation. And, you know, and Tyler, you know, with his ability handling the huddle and the tempo and the personnel changes, you know, really has allowed us to do some of that and use it to our advantage. I take my hat off to Jackie and all the guys on offense because, you know, what we've asked them to do and how we've asked them to play is not easy, you know, and it takes you knowing the plan inside and out and being able to process it in a very short time. But against a team like Pittsburgh, you know, a great advantage for us and not giving the Steelers time to really line up on third down and throw their 110 mile an hour fastball or screwball or spitball or whatever they have. But, you know, and we limited, you know, from a pressure standpoint, what they were able to do because, you know, when you just line up and tell them what you're doing, that team, you know, it can be a long day. But, you know, third down was a good down for us. And like I said, you know, we moved the ball in a number of different situations and we just got to learn how to finish those drives and we'll be okay.
I talked to Jackie about it. We flew in our Chicago expert, by the way, because we've got a Bears expert we've flown in. It's such a big game. He's going to help us prep. But you notice I'm listening to you really well tonight. I'm listening like a beast. I just want to – but honestly, the counter played a battle. I watched it on tape. I watched it again. I saw it open up 13 stories above the earth last night. You were that close. That's a touchdown, is it not?
It's got a chance. And, you know, we had a number of plays in the game that maybe weren't quite so obvious that, you know, we just need to do a better job of executing and finishing those opportunities because you just don't get many of those against a really good defense like the Steelers and like the Bears that we're going to play this week, you know. So, again, I just stress that these teams we're playing are pretty good and we can't get down on the fact that we've done some things to give ourselves less of a chance to win them and know that if we get, you know, can figure out a couple of those things and stick together that, you know, we can make this go the way we want to. But, you know, that play, it's always hard to see a play like that, you know, and, you know, Jackie was torn up about it. And I told Jack, you know, when he was torn up about it this morning, I said, well, you're not the only one because I was laying wide awake in bed at about 1:45 when my phone buzzed and it's Anthony Beck, you know, and he's torn up about it, you know, so everybody's laying there staring at the ceiling and going, you don't get those opportunities and, you know, it's just one of those things. But I'm a big believer everything happens for a reason. So, you know, we got to take it for what it is and I believe always that any of these tough situations and situations that it's easy to kind of for the weak of mind to give in that, you know, that you either crack or you get stronger. And I believe our guys, we're just going to get stronger and it's for a reason. So we can handle bigger situations in a better manner here, you know, as this season progresses.
Your thoughts on the four turnovers and what do you do to fix it? Because if you don't get those, probably beat them, and you got a shot to win this week against Chicago.
I think a testament really to our entire team that, you know, we had the ball at the end with a chance with having turned the ball over three times and, you know, having done what we said we couldn't do to even have a chance to win and three times going into that last drive was obviously three more than we ever thought we could have. But, you know, it's an offensive 11-man operation, like I said, and we just have to do a better job of executing, and I believe we will. We'll learn from the mistakes and go forward and use them and be better the next time around. Thank you. The good thing is it's not too late. We are in this thing, and there's a lot of teams that can't say that, and that's not a fun position to be in. So, I think our guys recognize it. They've been recognizing it, and I think you've seen the effort put forth and how bad they want to change it, and we're going to. So,
as long as you're still on that in-the-hunt deal, when they show the big graphic and all the playoff picture as of today, the Chiefs are still in the hunt. As they go to Chicago this week. All right, we're going to talk quarterbacks when we come back. Can we talk quarterbacks when we come back?
Sure.
Whatever
you want, Mitch.
But to win in Chicago, our Bears expert is here tonight. We've flown him in. But you know, Todd, to win this week in Chicago, you coached there, brother. You've won a division title there. To win this week, you got to put the hammer down, baby.
I flipped the hammer to
turn it going. If they win this week, that hammer stays flipped. Brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware, where they've got Craftsman tools great for your holiday gift list. We will talk quarterbacks, I promise, when we come back on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Sidestepping Roethlisberger, deep throw, near boundary, Antonio Brown, and the pass is going to be intercepted on the near side. Travis Daniels up the boundary and steps out of bounds. Daniels up over the top on double coverage.
Welcome back. Again, this is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Visit your MidwestFordDealers.com Ford Drive 1. The Metcalf Bank, Skeets here tonight. Home, Metcalf Bank, home of Chiefs checking. We got Armed Forces here tonight. We've got Casey Chief, Super Chief. Barry's Kool-Aid is here, along with the Geeks, the Red Hots, the Red Coaters, Susie Blingling, Taj Mahal Tailgaters, and Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats. And the Accountables are here tonight as well, another group. Let's talk quarterback. Everybody wants to know, because last week you were able to sign Kyle Orton off waivers on Wednesday, brought him in Friday. Your thoughts on Kyle Orton? Play this week, start this week with Tyler. What's going on Monday night? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, first off, I'm really excited that Kyle's here. I've known him a little bit, having to play against him. And, you know, he followed me into Chicago. And so I have a lot of, you know, guys there that got to know him. And I've always heard real good things about him. But, you know, after spending a couple days with him, I'm really excited he's here. You know, I feel a lot better than I did a little over a week ago or a week ago. You know, I guess it hadn't even been a week. But, you know, just from a standpoint of our roster, and anytime you lose somebody, you know, you either have to, from within, you know, add to that depth, or you know, from outside. And so to have him come available when he did, you know, again, I think was a real good thing. As far as this week, I mean, Tyler is the starter. You know, I haven't changed on how I feel about Tyler. You know, and in the game, he did a lot of really good things. I told this, even though this is a little personal, you know, Kurt Warner and I talk a bunch, and Kurt called me late Saturday, because he's out in Arizona, and time-wise it was good. That's one of our times to talk. And he said, you know, you can't, having had to play against New England, having had to play against Pittsburgh, he says, you can't have a tougher two-game draw in addition to being Monday night and Sunday night, and the only game on, you know, in a national stage. So, you know, that's Kurt Warner, who's played a lot of football, and just said, you know, as far as first time out to have to play those two defenses in that arena, you know, is a difficult test. And that said, you know, Tyler did a lot of good things in both games, and completed a lot of balls, and you know, he's a tough kid, and you know, he was really down about how things went, because nobody wanted to win more than he did. And you know, he knew there were a couple of decisions that he, you know, he would clearly take back. But that's how you learn to play quarterback, you know, in under the heat and the fire. And you know, he's going to bounce back. But like I said, you know, he's the starter. And but Kyle's here, and anytime, I think it's good competition, and he'll definitely be in the mix. And we'll just have to, as we go forward, figure out you know, and who gives us the best chance to win, like any other position. You know, if there's somebody that we feel like gives us a better chance, then we got to go that direction. But just want to be clear that you know, Tyler you know, did a lot of good things, and he'll learn from those mistakes, and he's a tough-minded guy, and I like that about him.
About a minute 25 to go on the show. Can they both get enough reps to be ready to go this week at practice? Can you get them enough reps, both of them?
Yeah, you know, I think again, it'll kind of play itself out. And you know, we'll just, like I said, we're better off than we were, you know, less than a week ago. And, you know, we got a guy that's now got a couple starts against difficult teams and difficult situations under his belt that he didn't have. And we got a guy that's played a bunch and, you know, and obviously has had some success. So, you know, that's a good thing for us.
All right, Todd, then the Bears. Got about 30 seconds to talk about the Bears at Soldier Field. Doesn't get any easier, and they've got to win this game. They're trying to keep pace in the NFC.
Yeah, you know, we knew this was going to be a big-time stretch, but, you know, right now for us, like I said, every game takes on a great, great significance for us because, you know, if we win and we win, a bunch of these down the stretch, we'll have a chance to play some more, and that's the name of the game.
Let's do it, Todd. Thanks for coming out. Todd Haley, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Thanks to the folks here at the Hotel President. Next week, another first-time appearance. Javier Arenas will be our guest. We are going to be at Bleachers. It's a home game for the Lake Lackawanna Lake Rats. We'll be at Bleachers in Lee Summit. Thanks for joining us on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
You've been listening to Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Ford, drive one. Visit them at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Mm-hmm.